Good morning, church. We're going to be coming once again out of Psalms 118, 1 through 8, and then conclusion 27 and 28. So if you want to follow along in your Bibles, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious space. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princesses. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. What a great day. Yeah? And it's just getting started. That is the beauty of it. We got a great day, blue skies, gorgeous weather. Who ordered this weather? Thank you. I appreciate you guys for doing that. You got perfect weather for us today. What a fabulous day that we can gather here in the park, that we can have the beautiful weather, the blue skies, the trees all around us, the anticipation of that tasty barbecue that's coming here very quickly. And we can look forward to it with family and friends, how good it is to be together with familiar faces, and also with those who are less familiar, how good it is that we can all gather together for the purpose of saying how good God is and that his love endures forever. You know, it's awesome to be able to gather here. Thank you, worship team. You guys have done a great job this morning already, you know, and all of us. Okay, you are all deputized as part of the greeting team. You've also been deputized as the worship team. So some worship leaders will have microphones and some will not this morning. But we're all taking part in filling the park with God's praise and recommitting ourselves this day to God's purposes for us as we move forward. You know, it's been mentioned a couple of times that today is our 23rd birthday. It was 23 years ago that New Life Church was born right here, as Debbie said, right here in this very place. This is holy ground for me, folks. I should probably take my shoes off. No, okay, I'll keep them on for now. This is holy ground. This is a very special place for us that we get to gather here each year and come back and celebrate what God has done, that his faithfulness to us over the past year or past years, that we can look back and say, look how good God is, and he is. So no matter what it is that we may be facing moving forward into the future, whether it be something we know and we're excited about or something that we know and we're dreading, or whether it's just the unexpected, the unknown of the future, because we all deal with that, we come in and we are able to anticipate moving through it with his presence being our strength and being our help. On days like today, it is easy to say, isn't it? I will rejoice and be glad in this day. That comes right out of the core. We didn't read it this morning, but it is right in the middle of that Psalm 118, that phrase, that this is the day that the Lord has made, that I will rejoice and be glad in it. And it's there in the middle of the psalm for a reason. It is there to be a constant reminder for us that whether it's on a day like today or any other day, that that core reality remains true for us. It fits on days like today when we're celebrating, you know, new groups for young families where they can connect, or they can come and they can connect and they can grow into the church that God is shaping us to become. It fits on days like today, even in the midst of sadness of those who have lost, that we can say, hey, there's a new group, there's a new help, there's a new place of healing and hope for those who are hurting. And we can celebrate what God is doing. And we can see that. It fits on days like today when we're able to celebrate what's going on with our youth, our young people, the ministries of pouring into this next generation. As Val said, so that these kids that are here in the park and those that we are reaching in the next few months and years will be those kids who hold on to their walk with Jesus and are not those who become the statistics of those who fall away. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. But you know, some days it's harder than others, isn't it? Let's be honest. Some days we don't feel like celebrating. Some days, you know, those days of loneliness or those days of confusion. Maybe you've got days where you're dealing with shame or you're dealing with discouragement and it just gets in the way and clouds everything that's going on. When that sense of loss becomes too deep, when that sense of not knowing becomes too much, and we wonder, what do we do on days like that? Those days when the sun comes up and we don't feel like we want to face the day. You know, on those days, rejoicing is the last thing on our mind. It probably feels at that time it's nonsensical, the idea, the invitation to rejoice. It probably feels impossible on those days to be able to celebrate, even though celebration seems so natural and so normal for us today. In the book of Philippians, Paul says this, that we are to rejoice in the Lord sometimes.
Always.
Oh, I've got Bible experts here. Okay, fabulous. Yes. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord
always.
And again, I will say it, rejoice. And Psalm 118 lays the pattern for how that can become part of us today. Okay, so you heard it read for us today. I'll just hit it again. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let all of Israel, basically all of God's people, say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. And let all who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. Did you catch the refrain? The psalmist is very clever and is very, very intentional here. That for all of us, if our goal is to be able to rejoice in the Lord, for he is good, it is important that we keep that as our focus. What has God done? Even on those days when we don't feel it coming naturally for us to celebrate, even on those days when we feel kind of lost and wonder where the heck God is, even in those moments when we have to admit we can't see it, we know that he's working. Even though we don't feel it, we know that he is working. How do we continue to keep that before us? And that begins to be the foundation for a life that is really, really set apart. This is what the Christian life invites all of us to. It's on the great days that we can celebrate, and even on the bad days, we can continue to rejoice because he is good. His love endures forever. You know, it's not that we have this sense of rejoicing or joy that flows out of our circumstances. Our circumstances are what they are. This Psalm 118 sets a pattern for us that reminds us that it is this joy that comes out of our being rooted in God's goodness and God's love. And that joy then grows out of that goodness and God's love so that it begins to infect those circumstances and how we can walk through the circumstances and challenges of life. I don't have to go around and ask how many of you have got stuff going on. I know all of us have got stuff going on. We were just laughing this morning. Hey, we get to get back into our house. Woohoo! Hey, pretty soon we won't be driving around cars with bumpers falling off. Woohoo! You know, there's all kinds of stuff that go on. You know, sometimes it's just beyond your control, but it comes. And these are small things. But they're things that get in our way. If we don't keep the focus where the Lord invites us to keep the focus. And again, reading through, we see that it is his love that endures forever. There's a foundation. There's a foundational truth, again, that we need to hear, that God's love endures forever. We know it because we hear those verses, right? We hear about God's love for us. John 3:16, for God so
loved
the world. How many of you are part of the world? Yes! Okay, so you are loved. That he gave his one and only son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. Great news. It was mentioned this morning, referenced Romans 5, that I think Val said it, that this is how God reveals, how he shows, how he demonstrates his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus himself took it and took it to a whole nother level where he said, this is my commandment to you. He says, I want you to love other people, which is hard enough. But then he put this on it in the same way that I have loved you. You see, you take away the love of God, whether it be out of John 3:16 or Romans 5 or Psalm 118 or out of this section of Jesus is saying to for us that we are called to love in the same manner that he loved. You take that love out, then all of a sudden life doesn't make sense. But if we keep God's love in the midst of our life, then all the rest of those circumstances can be affected by that love. You know, I think about those who have lost. Yeah, I'll talk about those who have lost. You know, say, for example, Dee Gardner just lost her husband a couple of weeks ago. I know Dee's not here today, but she will be back with us. You know, even in the grieving of Bill's passing, or Jeff in the grieving of Mary's passing, or Juan in the grieving, his family's grieving of Rose's passing, you know, all of those things we can still claim in the midst of that loss. We can claim this joy because of God's love for us, and that doesn't change. That doesn't go away. You know, all those who are struggling because of what's going on in their body, or struggling what's going on in their relationships, their family, struggling what's going on in their concerns for what's going on with their kids. There is a reality here. He says, again, when we proclaim that God's love for us is unending, we can even face these with a sense of joy and a sense of calm and a sense of peace and a sense of purpose as we move through. You know, we look around and we say, hey, it's been 23 years since God called us out as a body. And over these 23 years, a lot of things have changed. In fact, you know, 23 years ago, I was here. But I want to say real quick, anyone here can go back that far? Got 23 years in the park? Oh, we got some right here in the middle. Ooh, going back in the park. Ooh, we've got a bunch. Yes, there you go. You know, I'll tell you this. I was there when that happened. And there were more folks around than just those who are still here. People come, sometimes people go. Others come along and they get part of that blessing. But that foundation remains. We see how God is at work because the foundation isn't built on us. The foundation is rooted on God's love for us. And when we keep our focus on that, we are then able to say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, and I'll be glad in it. We're going to come back to that. I'm going to take a real brief prayer as we close this, and I'll pray for our lunch as it's getting ready to be served for us. I'll invite our worship team to come up. But before we go, we are all going to say that together, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in it. So, Father, I thank you for that reminder that despite the struggles and despite the fears, despite the worries, despite the disappointments, despite the hardships, despite all that is unsettled within our hearts, unsettled within our circles, unsettled within our community, unsettled within our nation, unsettled within the world around us, and all the evidence that we can see that things can and do go awry, we thank you that we can also keep our heart locked in, our eyes open to that reality, that your love endures forever. Father, I pray that you would help us in this day as we celebrate your goodness and are reminded that your goodness continues on, that you have a place for us and a purpose for us, and we thank you for it. We celebrate this day of these 23 years, but we celebrate even more how your love does endure, and we thank you for it. So bless our time today as we continue to enjoy this time and your presence here with us. We pray a blessing upon our food and the sharing that we will have, the time around conversations throughout the park, that your presence would continue to be guiding and filling each talk, each word, each interaction with your goodness. So bless this morning as we continue on, as we continue to celebrate that great love you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen.